693 WKMJ. Continue now with Huskies Drive Time. We are going to Michigan Tech women's soccer. Had a tough weekend against some very, very stiff competition. And we'll tell you more about that in just a minute. I'll let Wes Fromm introduce our in-studio guest student athlete.
We have Lexi Herwig from the women's soccer team. And you're a senior by now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
By now. Fond du Lac.
From Fond du Lac. And I guess tell us about how you came to Michigan Tech, how you got recruited, and how you ended up here.
It's a funny story, actually. I had no intention of coming to Michigan Tech. I was all set my senior year to go to UW Green Bay. And then Michelle and Chuck came to, well, Chuck actually came to one of my soccer games. And he wasn't looking at me. He was looking at a different girl. He kind of saw me by mistake. And then the next day, emailed my athletic director, wanted to get to know me. Michelle came to my next game, and it all kind of snowballed from there. After I talked to them, I was sold.
You know, it's interesting that she brings that up, because yesterday during the Mel Pearson show, one of the questions for Coach was, how often do you go to watch somebody and end up liking somebody else more? And he said it happens all the time. And obviously, that this is the exact situation.
Yep.
How about academically, what are you doing for your studies?
I'm a exercise science major, and I'm hoping to get into physical therapy school once I graduate this spring, so it's very exciting and scary time.
What do you have for brothers and sisters?
I have a younger brother. His name's Joe. He's a senior in high school right now.
What, does he play any sports?
Yep, he's football, basketball, baseball, so they're right in getting into their postseason football.
Cool. Sure. How about did you know you wanted to do physical therapy stuff coming out of high school, or has that kind of grown on you since you've been at Michigan Tech?
Kind of. I've had my fair share of physical therapy visits. it's always been a career I've been interested in, and the more I've been around the physical therapy field, it's, something that I really, really hope that I can get into.
So you say that you get into the point where you go, no, doc, I can handle this.
Yeah, exactly. I can just self-diagnose.
No, you're not doing it right. How about your career? Obviously, you came in as a freshman, a almost brand new program, and you knew that coming in. Were you surprised at the success that this team had? Almost right away.
Definitely, my freshman year was amazing to tie for conference championship with Grand Valley. It was just kind of insane. I didn't even know how big of a dynasty that program is, and to tie with them, and in the following years to make it to the NCAAs, it's been an awesome, awesome 4 years.
How about this season? I know probably a little disappointment for you in wins and losses. It seemed like this team's been snake bit, and a lot of games that could have gone in the win column haven't. And you're sitting here right at 500 in the conference win loss record, and like 7-5-1 overall. Talk about how this year has gone and what you guys still hope to accomplish.
I think at the beginning of the year we were super confident in our abilities, and we had so many returning girls that it looked like it was going to be just a fantastic year. And not that it hasn't been so far, but like you said, the record wise with wins and losses, especially in conference, I think it's been a little bit of a disappointment. Teams that we've beaten previous years, you know, they've gotten that one goal on us and we haven't been able to capitalize. So yeah, it's been difficult, but if there's any team that's able to persevere and get through it, it's our team. So,
what are you guys looking forward to now? You got home matches finally. Has that been part of it, that not playing at home hardly at all this year?
I would say it could be a factor. It's definitely rough on the legs traveling, especially, you know, back-to-back weekends. And Ohio trips are insanely long, and especially playing like a Friday, Sunday, it's a quick turnaround. And for the old grannies like me and the other seniors, the legs sometimes feel like they're dragging a little bit, but and it's always nice to just stay home. But yeah,
we're here with Grandma Lexi Herwig from the soccer team.
How old are you, Lexi?
21.
There's a lot of people right now just
hating you.
Yeah.
You
know,
murmuring under their breath right now. Sure, she thinks she's old now. I'll just wait. What kind of things do you do on the bus to try to stay fresh? Can you, you know, obviously you guys have a little bit of room on the bus. There's not that many of you, but just to try to stay fresh on those long road trips.
We get a few breaks. You know, we'll break up the trip. It's not like we'll go 12 hours without stopping anywhere. So we'll go and have a practice. somewhere. We'll go walk around for a little bit. We watch a lot of movies, and I don't know. It's a good bonding time for sure to be with all the girls.
Are there certain genres of movies that you're that happen to be a trend? And who picks the movies?
Definitely romantic comedies are prime.
You can say it, chick flicks.
Chick flicks. We get a lot of those. Those are the popular votes. Corinne Umloft is the movie guru, so she normally brings like all of her movies, and we have a ton to choose from. And to the dismay of our athletic trainer, Matt St. Louis, who I'm sure isn't a super...
Chuck.
Definitely not the biggest fans of chick flicks, but they, I think they learned to deal with it.
From what I've seen, this team is really tight, though. I mean, you guys have extremely good chemistry. You know, everybody seems to be always doing, you know, stuff outside of soccer with each other, and that seems to help, obviously, with weekends like we just had when you go 0-2 and getting things back together for the homestand.
Mm-hmm. It really helps the support that we give each other. After the loss on Sunday to Ferris, that one I thought was just really tough because I knew that, and I think Ferris knew too, that we were the better team. We should have won that game. I hate losing just about more than anything in the world. So after a loss like that, it's easy for me to say, like, I'm mad. I don't want to talk to anybody. And with this team, it's impossible to stay mad. I mean, on the bus, everybody's already joking around and laughing. And as much as you hate to, like, all right, like, you know, let's move on with things. That's just how it is with this group of girls. You can't stay mad.
Lexi Herwig with us. She is from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Big Packer fan, I'm guessing.
Yes, I am a big Packer fan.
Yeah, nice win on Sunday. I'm happy for you. That's good.
Dirk's not. He's lying. he's a Lions fan.
That's a shame.
Well, Lexi, we appreciate you coming in. Big exam today, I understand.
I do. I have a big exam.
And presentation.
Yes, back to back.
And yet she still gets up early to come to drive time because Wes Fromm asked her to.
Right.
Well. Coach Jacob asked her to. I asked Coach Jacob to have a student athlete come in, and you were the lucky contestant.
Hey.
So we appreciate you getting up early and coming in. Good luck on the schoolwork and good luck on the rest of the season. Hopefully get things turned around from this past weekend. And senior day coming up on Sunday. Hard to believe, I'm sure, for you that's already here.
Yeah, it's crazy. 4 years goes by pretty fast.
Northwood on Friday night, 7:00, and then at noon is senior day on Sunday, Saginaw Valley State, like Wes just said. And Lexi, again, thanks for stopping in. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's Huskies Drive Time. Wes, what else is going on in Michigan Tech sports this weekend?
Well, cross-country teams at the GLIAC Championships on the road. They'll be heading down to Detroit for that. So their first of their championship season, Dirk. They got this one, and then they'll be in the region championships a couple weeks after that. So big race for them. I know the men's team has hopes of finishing top five, which would be one of their best finishes ever, and hopefully they can do that. They got regionally ranked last week, number 8 in the region. So
that's awesome.
Pretty cool, yeah. Pretty cool for them. I know Coach Hagemiller and Coach Joda and their staff have worked really hard to make this happen. So hopefully they can represent this weekend and do well.
All right, big weekend for the football team and for the hockey team, the home and home. Don't forget to get your tickets. I just went on to the buyhuskiestickets.com. There are a few areas where there are clusters of seats together, but not many. And so we encourage you today, get your tickets, especially if you have a group of people that you want to sit next to. Do that today so you can get tickets for that big game on Saturday night for Michigan Tech hockey. Home and home against Northern this weekend. The football team down at Ferris State. We'll have all the action for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ.